When city controller Laura Chick released the new anti-gang strategy in February, it called for the creation of a new office inside the mayor's office. It also called for the reallocation of $19 million in funding from other programs that were not performing well. But that $19 million question brought representatives from programs to today's hearings. They are concerned that the money could be taken out of their budget. Ben Shermer is the executive director of Rainbow Services, a nonprofit that helps victims of domestic violence.
My concern is that I've heard that the domestic violence shelter funding is part of that $19 million that could possibly be redirected.
Shermer says all domestic violence shelters and programs get about $3 million in city funds, an amount he says is not enough to begin with. His priority now is to make sure that it doesn't get cut. The controller's proposal calls for money to be reallocated to the city's core gang-related programs, but it does not specify where the money will come from. Shermer says that the Community Development Department would take money from domestic violence programs.
CDD has a list that they say is the $19 million. Domestic violence shelter program is on their list. So there's a lot of confusion right now as to what exactly is in the $19 million, which programs is the controller's office suggesting might have the funding redirected towards the gang strategy.
Alfredo Delgado works as a recruiter for the ASTIC Fire Program, a gang intervention program for at-risk youth. Its members are trained as firefighters and work on call as part of a unit. He says that his mother prefers him to be fighting fires than out in the street.
She feels that I'm safer going out there than being at home.
Delgado and William Sanero of the U.S. Forest Service made the case that funding for the city's gang prevention firefighting programs should not be cut.
Some of the gentlemen that are in here, they live in an area where they're at risk, so we're helping them stay away from it. Some of the gentlemen that are sitting here have also been in a gang, and they're trying to stay away from it, trying to stay busy, where they're working so hard during the day, by the time they get home, they already know that they have to get the uniform ready for the following day, so they don't have time to do anything else except for get ready for work.
City Councilmember Tony Cardenas says that the decision should not be made recklessly.
When people act in desperation or with way too much emotion, when government acts in that fashion and doesn't consider carefully what their actions may cause and the inadvertent things they may cause, in my opinion, that's the kind of things that wars are made of.
Cardenas says his goal is to make the new anti-gang office as economically efficient as possible, but he also admits that the act of reorganizing the bureaucracy to fit the new blueprint may cost the city money. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.